We usually read from your letters on Tuesday, but we missed our chance, so we're catching up today. Our opinion page segment on violence in football brought letters from fans of the sport like Mike in Tennessee. Let's truly hope we do not ever get to the day that the marquee players of the NFL are coached to drop to the ground in the fetal position instead of getting hit, a la Peyton Manning, he wrote. Perhaps if the NFL would reverse some of the many rules it has instituted over the last 30 years simply to help offenses score and thus keep fans happy, the number of head injuries would decrease, if only because defenses could use more traditional strategies. The number of 4,000-yard passers and 1,000-yard receivers would decrease, but there is no doubt that injuries would as well. Listener Shannon wrote to say that violence and football always go hand in hand. I worked as the trainer aide to my high school football team. First thing I learned was how to see an injury before anyone else did. Even after watching many friends get hurt, we still cheered when a quarterback got sacked. Danger is football. And we talked about NPR's investigation in partnership with ProPublica and PBS Frontline, which explored the nation's coroner and medical examiner's offices. They found a system in disarray, but one listener wanted to point out that not every office is like the ones we focused on. Many years ago, I worked in a hospital laboratory in St. Petersburg, Florida, which also had the county morgue. I helped the pathologist at times, and they were the most thorough and respectful physicians I've ever seen. I would prefer to have one of them do surgery on me than any of the arrogant surgeons I met. That from Phyllis in Gainesville. And our segment talking about Crowd Crush brought back memories, scary ones for some, like Kim Noble. She's the midday host at member station KCUR in Kansas City. And she wrote, I lived in Nigeria in the 80s where it was common to overbook flights and also for the airport ticket clerks to be bribed to give out way more boarding passes than there were seats. I was returning to Nigeria from Abidjan on Air Nigeria, and when the flight was called, I was swept up in a sea of would-be travelers, some of whom were carrying tires on their heads and chickens under their arms, all of them acutely aware that there were more boarding passes than seats. I was carried along in this seething mass of humanity with my feet off the ground and arms being pulled in different directions, followed by then-husband trying to extricate me. Frightening at the time, a great story now. And one listener went way back for a crowd story to the Hundred Years' War. Your guest description of crowd dynamics brings to mind the Battle of Agincourt. The battle took place on a narrow field with woods on both sides. The French forces, who greatly outnumbered the English, were so eager to get up to the front for the glory of the fight that they literally crushed their forward compatriots to death, forcing them onto the English pikes or grinding them into the ground. Thanks to Steve McIntyre in Beaver Dam, Arizona for that. If you want to hear more about how the Battle of Agincourt was won, you happy few, you too can go back in time and listen to our interview with historian Juliet Barker. We've posted a link at our website, that's at npr.org, and click on Talk of the Nation. If you have a story, correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Peter Granitz, Chris Keneally, Scott Braswell, Arnie Seipel, and April Failing. April also is handling our web content this week. Our editor is Barry Hardiman. Sarah Handel directed the program today. Our intern is Colin Campbell. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Dennis Nielsen, Neil Ellis, and Jerry Tennant. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Scott Cameron. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, sites like Groupon and Living Social are booming. We'll talk about retail hacking and online coupons. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.